This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D Show.
IT in the D, Networking Detroit, one beer at a time. ITinTheD.com.
And welcome to a very special segment. This is the IT in the D Show, broadcasting live from Fantastic Hunt in beautiful, sunny, exotic Mount Clements, Michigan, in the Gibraltar Trade Center.
Way to sell, Bob.
This is Bob, the sales guy, hanging out with Dave the Geek. We got two awesome guests. We got Ming Chen, Mike Zabcik from Comic Book Men, graciously hanging out with us. Appreciate it.
Even after last night.
I know, right?
Oh, God. You guys couldn't be more gracious hosts. We went to a karaoke bar last night, appropriately entitled.
You guys went to a karaoke bar. I wasn't invited.
You were invited, Mike.
I was, actually. I was passed out. I didn't wake up until about 1 o'clock this morning.
Beautiful establishment and beautiful sunny Mount Clemens called Dick Weeds, two words.
Highlight after the owner, Richard Weeds.
After the
Richard
Weeds.
Yeah.
Highlight of my night was singing the Flash Gordon theme song with a man named Ming.
Yes. Who is, in fact, merciless.
Right, exactly.
And I sat down, all of a sudden, shots all night, just keep flowing. Well, yeah. More than we possibly could have needed for everybody.
And that's fun.
And I have you two to thank for that. So.
Still feeling the effects of it, right?
I tried to pace myself, but geez, man, I'm too old for this Jaeger.
Jaeger?
Yeah.
No, that was a better, Captain Jackass over here was ordering the Maple Crown.
Yes, also classy.
Like maple syrup death in your mouth.
Okay, great.
I liked it. It was yummy.
I liked it too. You have great taste, my friend.
Yeah.
But it is an honor to be here on IT in the D.
No, I appreciate it. So, I mean, you guys, we just sat with your panel, and it's a pretty amazing story. It's like you guys are doing, you're still being kids, kind of like us, goofing around.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, and you get to be paid for it, and you get to be on TV for doing what we did as children.
Yeah. I'm not jumping my huffy over
right.
Garbage cans anymore, but hey, although nobody's asked me
with
to
enough
do that.
Jaeger.
Yeah, you never tell.
Yeah, but, you know what I am jumping is that little remote control BB-8 I bought one of those. I made a little obstacle course, like little ramps for the jump
head.
Over. How can you lose a head?
Oh, my God. I have a 2-year-old. It's gone.
Yeah. Is it? Did your 2-year-old eat the head?
I don't know what happened to it.
They must sell replacements. You'll find it
in about 7 years. You move the couch, it's there.
Yeah. There was the night of, had 15 9-year-old girls on the living room floor, and the BB-8 became
the thing.
It's gone.
Oh, my God.
The BB-8-in.
Right, exactly.
Wow. Well, at least you're teaching them right. You're indoctrinating the 15.
Oh, we went. Bringing them up properly.
Yeah.
I sat them down 6 nights in a row, lights off in the entire house, TV on 30. Everyone had a bowl of popcorn. We went 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. Dave says I shouldn't have went to one.
No, proper order, though. You went the proper order.
Yeah.
I applaud you for that.
Oh, you had to.
And you do have to show them the prequels to show them how not to do it. To show them.
See, I'm still a fan of machete order. I like the 4, 5, 2, 3, 6.
I like that. I like that as well. I'm a fan.
That's good too. I just insist that. Well, we all have kids now.
Yeah.
And that was a big question. You show them episode 4 first.
Oh, you
show them episode 1
to.
First. No, you got to go with 4
you can't,
first.
You can't ruin it. The look on their face with the, I am your father.
Yeah.
You can't ruin that.
You
not
can't.
Luke, right? That's a
no,
big,
it's no.
No, that's I
no,
am your I father.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's like the other, we talk about that on our show. Like the whole Berenstain Bears thing, that whole conspiracy theory about alternating universes colliding. And then also the whole thing.
Have you heard that one?
No, the Berenstain Bears.
How do you spell Berenstain, the Bears?
Berenstain. E-I-N.
No,
it's A-I-N.
Stain.
No.
Stain.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
So, like, all of us remember it as E-I-N. And so there's this whole thing about, like, what causes these collective pockets of delusion.
Like
there are people
beam
that
beam me
swear.
Up, Scotty.
Right.
Yeah.
There are people that, like, there are thousands of people that swear they remember Nelson Mandela dying in jail. We all know Mandela did not die in jail.
He didn't.
But there are thousands of people who swear they remember seeing the news reports of Mandela dying. And with Berenstain, like, how does that happen?
I don't know.
And,
God.
So they think there's a collision of all parallel universes where one universe was Stain, one was Steen, and then all of a sudden revisionist history and everything gets rewritten.
Right.
So, like, you can't find anything.
Continuity cleanup.
The butterfly effect.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Actually, it's called continuity cleanup. Yeah. How about that? So that's what.
These are all just glitches in the Matrix, my friend.
Exactly.
Right. They're all just glitches in the Matrix.
I'm looking behind you. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Much.
Yeah.
That they've got their Podcast Detroit banners up, and it looks like the Matrix.
The Matrix waterfall. Yeah.
It's a code waterfall. Guy. He says, here, guy, just surprised you with it.
We love it. I just want to tell you guys, I am so glad that a thing called Podcast Detroit even exists.
As a
fellow podcaster, podcaster who grew up in Michigan, I just love that there is a Podcast Detroit here, a network.
Well, we had
supporting Detroit podcasters.
Right now we're up to almost 30 shows.
That's amazing.
On the network, a guy built out the studio for us and just said, just say that you're here. Well, we're using it for 2 hours a week, and everybody's like, well, I want to play.
You guys are being dicks.
Right.
You got this killer studio with kegs and booze, and you're using it for like 2 hours a week. I want to do a podcast. Let me do a podcast.
Dude, it's like the ultimate man cave.
Oh, our studio is pretty sweet. I wish you guys were hanging around. I'd love to bring you guys over there.
Well, so you're just saying there are podcasters coming in and out at all hours.
Oh, yeah.
The studio.
We got shows running 7 days a week out of the studio now. It's crazy.
All right.
God, that has always been.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Fun. It's fun.
It's kind of been sort of a dream. I mean, we kind of have that same setup. We podcast in the back of the Secret Stash. And we have three, four, sometimes five shows coming in and out of there
That's
a week.
That's awesome.
Right.
But I would love to have a studio.
Yeah.
And I would love to encourage podcasting there. Maybe, hold classes. Maybe charge by the hour for people who can't have their own space.
Yeah, I wrote a blog. We usually like...
God, that would be cool.
We started off as a little community for the IT industry, and we wrote a blog series called Don't Be That Guy. It was just kind of us, like, instead of saying what to do, we'd say what not to do. It's kind of our backwards way. We wrote How Not to Suck at Starting a Podcast. And we said, we never listened to them before we started them.
Yeah.
We listened sparingly, right? And we said, hey, we're not experts. We don't know what we're doing.
But this is what worked for us.
Right. Yeah. This is what we did. Like, if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, do whatever you like.
If it doesn't, go screw yourself.
Right. Yeah. Or try it like us. Dude, we failed every way you can fail.
Sure.
And I'm sure there's still some we haven't stumbled on yet. And that's part of the fun is, that didn't work. Next.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're going to do, we're going to have a systematic, here's our ABCs of what we're going to podcast about today. And you always go off script every time.
Oh, we walk in every Monday night, we walk in with like a list of about 30 topics that we want to get through in a two-hour show. If we make it through six, it's because something's gone wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, the Berenstain Bears, when that broke, we talked about that for like almost 40 minutes straight.
When did this come about? Because I had
not
heard
of it. About a month ago?
Really?
Yeah. It was fairly recent.
There was that, and then there was the...
Jar Jar Binks is a Sith Lord.
Yes. I heard about that. And I'm like, that's
and you
freaking
read it
brilliant.
Like, it's perfectly logical.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
And then...
that's what I'm hoping in episode 7, that Kylo Ren, slashes his helmet off, right? And epic...
It's Jar Jar
Binks.
Jar Jar.
And it's Jar Jar. And I stand up and scream bloody hell. Yeah!
No. Right. I'm so torn right now. It's half brilliant, half suck.
Why, JJ, why?
Because I know everyone would hate it. That's probably one of the reasons I would like
no.
it.
No, man. I'm it's not you. True.
That's impossible.
That's not probable. I love the whole.
Here's the thing. You guys are like the ultimate fanboys. Do you get. Like at cons like this, are people trying to one up you, or they just want to take knowledge from you, or what? Is there a mid? Just
a little bit of the knowledge thing. One up us almost never.
Okay,
because I mean, we work for Kevin Smith.
Right,
are you going to one up me?
Right,
unless you work for J.J. Abrams or Joss Whedon.
Right, unless you were
yourself.
In Star Wars, it's going to be tough to.
Yeah. Speaking of Kevin, I went to saw the one night with Kevin Smith when he was at Windsor Comic Con.
Yeah.
4 hours.
Yeah.
He didn't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's, like 9 o'clock, I sat down. We left at 1, and I go, "Holy shit! It's 1 a.m." My buddy looks at me. I go, "Nobody got up and peed. Nobody got. No,
you don't want to miss anything.
No, it was, and he didn't breathe. I go, "The man's not human. He like seriously didn't breathe. Insanely entertaining.
Yes.
I'm like, how the hell?
Well, he talked about podcasting forever.
He did. Loved it.
Yeah,
loved it.
It's a superpower.
I'm telling you,
superpower.
Yes, he podcasts constantly, even when he's not podcasting. He's podcasting.
I took it home because one of his big takeaways was, this is your shot to just have your voice be heard, even if it's only for two people. Sometimes we call it farting in the wind, right? Where you just, just recording just for sake of recording. But at the end of the day, it's kind of empowering. Like, the one, he said a story with somebody's recording with his father.
Yeah.
Because he's been able to keep that library for everyone. His father's gone.
Yep.
You'll have that.
He'll have it.
Right? Not only that, but his kids will have, I heard my father and grandfather podcasting and just talking back and forth. And that's essentially what we're doing here is we're talking back and forth. You know, whether or not you enjoy my company or ultimately, if you're like, wow, that really sucked, you can always hit the dump button and I'm gone.
Yeah, we'll just edit that out in post.
Sure, of course.
And then we don't.
Story of my life. Yeah, and we never edit anything because there's charm for everything. Yeah. You know?
If it happened, it happened.
Exactly.
Know?
Like, and that is. I mean, there's those two schools of thought. Like we're the same way. We're completely raw. Like, when, you know, we don't go back and edit out the ums and the
ahs. We broadcast live. We're live every Monday at 9:00.
Yeah. So yeah, there are people that like have a production team. You know, it's South Park versus Family Guy.
Yeah, right. We call them, tell them Steve Dave.
Yes.
You know, so they don't do us like, I don't want that in there. I don't want that in there.
Yeah, cut this and cut this.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's why they have 90,000 downloads a week. We only have 45. But you know what? Well, I would rather work with Annette.
Yep.
That's just me. And that's
well,
just the way that
natural.
We go.
Well, you're more you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that's tough for us because we signed with Midroll, right? We're next to Smodcast on the list of shows.
Oh, okay,
which is,
cool.
And doing the reads now and having to be professional is
right.
Hard.
Yeah.
You know? It really is.
So, FanDuel comes on. Yep. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to let this go without saying it. Fantasy football is Dungeons & Dragons for guys who used to make fun of people who played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, now there's just money and sports involved. Yeah,
yes, right. Seriously.
Same thing, though.
If FanDuel, you should try this with the X-Men and the Avengers. Why not?
Right.
So who's your favorite? And have them fight Ultron. Why not?
Well, that's what did Nuri say? He's like, Tom Brady with a plus 15 charisma. You know?
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
So, I mean, you would hope. That's a good question. Like, so how much time do you guys spend in the studio on a typical week? Like, you know, whether it's for the show or your own stuff? I mean, like, how intensive is this for
it, you? It varies, but, you know, we can go up to 4 shows a week, depending on... We do a show called I Sell Comics, yep. Which was great. Show about comics, record it in a comic book store.
Do it live.
And we do it live, so...
While
again,
the comic store is open.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, you know, we have to, like, rein in the F-bombs and cancel.
Yeah, there can be little kids in there, so, right. Yeah. We do a morning type show where we just, BS about anything.
It's memeing and a gentleman, Mark Costello, the Good Time Fellow.
Okay.
Yeah. Give him a little shout out.
Yeah.
And we do that. It was originally this morning show. Now they're retooling, so we're going to take it on the road. So, because it's too good not to.
Why not?
Exactly. We have too much fun doing it, so we're going to keep it.
Well, I think that's, like, the most important. Like, it has to be fun. Like, we're on 116. This will be 117 tomorrow night.
Okay.
It's still the fastest 2 hours of my life every
absolutely.
Week.
Yeah.
Like, we sit down, and then I'm like, how are we already? Why is this over?
Yeah, and I'm not drunk. What's going on?
Well, they were sponsored by Falling Down Beer Company, and we have kegs in the studio.
Again,
so they
studio,
are falling down drunk.
Right.
Oh, so even better.
See, here's the thing. The one thing that we figured out was if we're just us, it's like this is no different. The stuff we argue about and talk about is no different than when we go to the bar.
Right.
And the stories we tell, and there's nothing different. Like, we don't need to write notes. There's nothing to write because it's there.
Yeah, and it'll start flowing. The more you do it,
every now and then
the smoother
it helps.
It is.
Oh, guests carry us. Once in a while, I'll be playing Clash of Clans. Like, going, can we go home? You know, and he'll yell at me. But that's, again, part of the show.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Well, it's good to have that other third party in there. You know, you don't know where the topics are going to go. And just bring something new in. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, what we settled on was, what do IT guys talk about at the bar? we talk about Star Wars more than we talk about standing up a Linux server.
And optimizing SQL. No.
I was just on an IT show about, I forget the name of the podcast, but good guys. And they were talking about how IT influence, we're all part of the same global nerdity.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, you can talk about different operating systems and blah, 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 but... then you bring it back to Star Wars.
Windows versus Linux.
Yes.
Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Exactly.
Right. Rebel
and Marvel versus DC.
Yeah. Rebels or Imperials. Yeah.
We're at a great point in our lives where we don't have to be shy about it.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Revenge of the Nerds has come full circle.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to be Stan Gable. Everybody wants to be Skolnick right now.
Yep.
Playing a hot cheerleader. It's true.
I still want to be Stan Gable. Come on. Who doesn't want to be?
I was more an ogre
Ted
guy.
Ted McGinley.
Right.
I always wanted to be him. Blonde hair, the whole nine yards.
Every show he touched turns to feces, but that's another.
Oh, you kidding? That's a misnomer.
Topic for another pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Married with Children.
Show on.
Went on for 10 years. He had old treaties. It's like, this is why I'm not the patron saint.
Have you watched Married with Children lately? They're playing reruns. That show is hysterical.
It is. It works on so many levels.
Have you heard, apparently, that they're bringing it back?
Ah, stop.
No, there's a reboot with Bud as the dad.
Ah, stop.
That's swear to God.
Wow, he's getting... Wow.
Yeah, I heard he was working on that, so... Yeah.
National Lampoon's Vacation with Rusty is the dad. Stop already. Yeah.
And yet and not it's Ed Anthony Helms. Michael.
It wasn't
Anthony,
even...
Not Anthony Michael
wasn't,
Hall.
Right. What? He's still alive? What's yeah, wrong yeah. with you?
Good talk, Russ. Good talk.
We just saw a Pop Vinyl figure that was Farmer Ted from 16 Candles. I'm like, how obscure...
Like, I need like, the flowchart.
I need that. And that guy's getting a paycheck.
To make Pop Vinyl figure.
That dude at Funko is sitting there going, I'm a freaking genius. Right? He's like, I've got it knocked. Look at that. There's an entire wall over there. And that's not even like one quintillionth of their.
Yeah, and yet they do Farmer Ted and yet not Molly Ringwald. Like, how do you. No, and no.
Because you know, but you know, there's some perv out there that's going to take Molly Ringwald's character and turn it into a blow up Pop Vinyl.
Carrie Fisher when she did her one woman performance show.
Yeah,
and she, you know, the whole, you know, thanks for this, George Lucas, and like from the ceiling lowered down the Princess Leia slave bikini sex doll that was sold in Japan.
Oh my god!
Oh, no.
Did she get at least a little taste? Because if she didn't,
apparently,
I'm hoping she did.
But she was like, yeah, she's not really sure. I forget how she said it, but something like, you know, she's not sure it was worth it in the long run because the damage to her psyche.
Well, I don't know, because she could actually go and it's like, what's it like to make love to myself?
Right.
There we go.
Questions we all ask.
Well, right. I figured that one out when I was a teenager, but I was leaving it.
Postcards from the Edge.
That,
right? Postcards from the Edge, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. So have you guys liked this con? I mean, and so like, what's on deck that we haven't got to that you guys have coming up?
This is so old school that I love it. I mean, it is. We've got a... Did you tell everyone we've got a gun and ammo show on the other side?
No, absolutely.
We should be screaming that out to the rafters.
Now, so here's they're like really ridiculous. So the gun and knife show is over there.
Right.
So that means that the booth that's 30 feet away from us can't sell beer because the gun and knife show is right there.
Oh, there's a proximity.
Oh, really?
But right there on the other side of that wall is a full-service bar with liquor and beer.
Fantastic. Yeah.
That you can buy whatever you want at and just walk right back in with.
Good deal.
Great.
Just one of those, like, logic and makes my head hurt.
God bless you, Michigan. Man, we're going with
God bless you, Gibraltar Trade Center.
Right.
So we saw you were giving away hot sauce at the panel.
Yes.
How in the world, like, hot sauce business? Talk to me about that.
Hot sauce. I used to be a chef.
Okay.
I was a full-service chef. I'm classically trained.
Okay.
Culinary Institute of America, the whole nine yards. And I was screwing around making hot sauces, and I would bottle them for friends. And then my wife says, "What, Michael, why don't you just, you know, sell this stuff?" And I'm like, nah, nobody wants to buy it. So I'm taking it around to gauge how people like it.
And they're loving it.
And they're loving it. So
great.
We were selling the VIP package, and Ming came to me. He's like, what do we give as... an incentive.
A little bonus. Why don't I give a little bonus?
Yeah, why don't we do a little something special for him? And I said, well, I'll make up a special reserve hot sauce. So I did. And now we're giving them away with our VIP packages and selling it at the table. And I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I think a little of this was predicated. A couple years ago, we get this box in the mail at the store. We open it up, and inside is something called Jason Mewes hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, what the hell is this? And they wanted us to sell it. Mewes had teamed up with some hot sauce company.
To slap his name on
slap his name on hot sauce, really. But it sold.
Yeah.
We sold every bottle. We sold out of it. And we're like, well, shoot, man.
And we actually asked Walt Flanagan, the manager of the store, like, should we get some more of this? He's like, no. No.
Like, well,
we sold out what we did.
Yeah, let's push our luck.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that actually mine is I'm a hot sauce fan. I love the look of
Bob is not.
You're not?
Medium, no. Medium.
Medium?
Yeah.
This is not really hot
it's
sauce.
Flavorful.
It's flavorful.
Okay.
It's
really good.
That's what I'm going for.
I like sriracha. I like Frank's.
Then you'll like this.
I put Frank's on every... Yeah.
I believe you'll like this.
Okay.
You put that shit on everything?
I do.
All right.
I do.
But, yeah, so I'll give you a bottle, and you tell me how you...
I will. I will I will tweet you at...
Okay, yeah, you let us know what you think.
You can tweet me at Michael Zapsik, and you can tweet this guy over here, at Ming Chen 37, M-I-N-G.
Was there 36 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, or 36 of, like, Leonard Part 6. We try not to talk about Bill Cosby too much anymore, no. But...
Why not?
Yes, there are 36 other Ming Chen.
Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2.
Yes.
Right. So, guys, seriously, appreciate the time. You guys couldn't be more nice and accommodating.
Absolutely.
It's refreshing at these things because once in a while you'll meet an Andrew McCarthy who's completely
less
ruined your whole entire
con
experience.
Andrew McCarthy ruined your con experience.
Oh, no, he was just a butthole.
Was he?
I was so angry.
10th degree.
Dude, like, our goal at cons.
Excuse me, one second. Andrew McCarthy, the
Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh my God, that's it?
Blaine Pink. Yeah.
Well, for me, it's Heaven Help Us.
Yes. So, and you know, like, and so, like, where you, yeah, and he's like, it's, I, sorry, I got distracted for a sec.
Slave Leia walked by everybody.
Yeah.
Slave Leia.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, he was just like, he wanted to talk about his two Law and Order SVU appearances from last year. Didn't want to hear about Weekend at Bernie's, didn't want to hear about Pretty in Pink, didn't want to talk
to
anybody.
He put a blockade around him because people walk by and take pictures, kind of like what just happened here.
No, we've seen
and
that before.
And he put a wall
sure.
up. And put a huge handwritten sign, no pictures. Oh, just complete, like,
wouldn't
come on, dude.
Wouldn't talk to anybody.
It's like 40,000 people at this thing. It's not like, you know.
Like, don't be a tool.
You're not Norman Reedus. I hear you. Okay.
Well, no, you should. I don't want to say you should be appreciative, but, like, you're out here.
But
you should be appreciative.
Have fun with it.
Well, like, so Billy Dee Williams tried to have us thrown out of Motor City Comic Con about 5 years ago because a buddy of mine brought in a Colt 45 bottle and wanted him to sign it. And
why
he was like belligerently, kiss my ass, I'm not signing that, tried to have the security guys sort him out. Now, here's the best part. Flash forward 2 years later, Billy Dee Williams is back at Motor City Comic Con with his own table of Colt 45 stuff that he's signing and giving. Of course he is. It's what the people want, Billy. Here's your $40, sign whatever they put in front of
you. It works every time.
Yeah, it does. It does. But yeah, Ming, Mike, appreciate your time. Seriously,
absolutely.
You guys could be more. This is the IT in the D show, and we'll be right back.
IT in the D, Networking Detroit, one beer at a time. ITinTheD.com.
This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D show.